when somebody dies, when a loved one is gone, there aren't many things you can do for people, but you can show up. So I showed up for a funeral in Salisbury a few months ago, not knowing for sure if there would be somebody there for me to sit with that I knew, but I was there to be part of the congregation that in the face of death showed up to profess faith in the resurrection. So I straightened my tie as I walked into the church a little bit later than I intended and looked for somewhere to sit, and I was surprised to see some folks I had not expected. Both of my dad's sisters, my aunts, were there. So I joined them, and after some hugs, they started to notice each other's jewelry. Both were wearing pieces that had belonged to their mother, my grandmother. So I looked down at my chest and lifted up the tie I was wearing to show it to them. It was one that had belonged to my granddaddy, their father. All of us, independently getting ready for a funeral, had put on items belonging to someone close to us who had died. And it makes me wonder, anybody in the room today wearing something that belonged to a deceased loved one? Okay, yeah, a few. Anybody wearing something that belonged to your mother today? Yeah. What a special remembrance. We do this to stay connected, don't we? My granddaddy's tie is far from the nicest one I have, but I wore it that day because it was his. And I bet that's what you all are doing this morning too. We wear this stuff to remember them and to honor them. It gives us a tangible way to experience our connection to a loved one in a way that we can touch and feel. It's a beautiful connection. Well, in their grief, the widows of the fledgling Christian community in Joppa do the same thing we're doing as they mourn for Dorcas. They're all wearing the clothes that Dorcas had made for them. Peter gets there, and I can just imagine a similar scene to the one that happened when I was talking to my aunts at this funeral. Everybody is narrating what they're wearing and what it means to them. Dorcas gave me this shirt the first day I met her. This was the dress she made for me after my husband died. She made this for me when she heard that I only had the one set of clothes. And all of it is about more than clothes. It's about the widowed women of this community telling about how Dorcas had shown up for them when they were in need. So when she dies, they show up for her. And they show off the clothes she made for them for the same reason we wear articles left behind by those we love. It's about the connection. It's about finding ways to keep with you a little bit of the person who meant so much to you. And it's a beautiful connection. But God has an even stronger connection in mind. Because even as the believers in Joppa mourn the sudden loss of this pillar of the community, they also have this expectation that something can still be done. They believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead, and that because of Jesus, they don't have to expect death to be a permanent condition anymore. So they send for Peter urgently, not just with one messenger, but with two. And when he comes, Peter prays, and God does what God tends to do. He brings life in a place where there was only death. Dorcas is raised. Peter, the head of the body of Christ that is the church, follows in the way of Jesus by continuing the ministry of healing and wholeness that Jesus started. And suddenly, because of what God has done, there's no longer a need for the widows to wear the clothes Dorcas had made them, at least not as a means of being connected to her, because she's right there. They can talk with her now. They can touch her now because she's alive and with them in the flesh. Jesus has taken the connection to a whole other level. This is what happens when Jesus is present. Death does not win out. Now, why Peter's prayer brings Dorcas back, but ours don't always stop the cancer or bring our loved ones back, I can't tell you. That's something I'm afraid we're going to have to wrestle with until Jesus comes in glory at the fullness of the kingdom. But I can tell you this. We know that God will not be stopped by death. With Jesus, we will be brought through death into the life of the resurrection. Because where Jesus is, there is life. And Jesus, sisters and brothers, is with us. Nowhere is that presence of Jesus clearer than at this table that we call communion. Could Jesus have just left the Last Supper and the meal he instituted as a remembrance of a spiritual presence with us? Well, sure. What's the use of being God if you can't do that? But that's not how God does it. Instead, Jesus comes to us in a way that we can touch and feel. We receive a tangible way to experience our connection to Jesus. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. The true presence of Christ in, with, and under the bread and wine. And yes, sure, we know that where two or three are gathered, Jesus is there. But honestly, for me at least, that can sometimes feel a little nebulous. Communion, though, is different. We come and eat, and in this bread and wine we receive into our very bodies the true presence of Jesus. We digest, and the true presence of Jesus courses through our veins and powers our muscles. It becomes part of us on like a cellular level, so that Jesus is literally in, with, and under us. That, sisters and brothers, is a connection. And if I'm connected to Jesus in this intimate way, and you are also, doesn't that make us connected to one another too? In this way, our connection to Jesus literally fleshes out the body of Christ, connecting us to one another as one body. And the amazing thing is that it's not just us in this room who are connected to Jesus. The people we have lost. In the power of the resurrection, we trust that they are not gone. They are simply now the dead who are in Christ. Because as Romans reminds us, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And that means that Jesus is the cord connecting us all. My granddaddy's tie can still bring back memories. It will still give me a way to remember and honor him. But our deepest connection to those we've lost? It happens right here at this table. When we encounter the God who holds us and who holds them, in that moment we are all at this table together. The saints of the past, the saints of today, and the saints of tomorrow, all gathered like that beautiful scene in Revelation as a great multitude praising God, while the Lamb at the center of the throne, our shepherd, wipes away every tear from our eyes. That's what we believe happens here. It's not about a little snack or a longer service. It's the presence of Jesus. It's forgiveness of sins. It's eternal life, a foretaste of that great feast that is to come. Jesus, drawing us to God and making us one body with our sisters and brothers in Christ from every time and place. That's a connection. And it's beautiful. So come to the table. Come and be fed. Come and be connected to Jesus in this body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.